News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Let's talk about your social media algorithm, the one that desperately tries to tell you that it is your friend and wants to give you what you want to see. And you, European Court justice ruling says the online platform that produces the algorithm can be held responsible for the content it stores and shares if it has control over it. Now, that sounds kind of technical, but Dr. Tyler West, DCU Communications and Media Lecturer, is here to tell us about the significance of this ruling. Good morning to you, Tyler.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. These algorithms, those people who are on social media, they know it's like adrenaline, it's like dopamine. They want you to keep coming back. And this is the first step in an acknowledgement, really, at an official level that, you know, it's not good for you.
It is a first step. And I think it's a first step in starting to send the message that companies are not, these companies that are manipulating us are not doing it. They're not being held accountable. And I think this is a first step in saying, look, you are causing part of this problem. And we're not only putting the onus on users to solve the issues of social media harm.
So what will this European Court of Justice ruling mean for the likes of Meta and X and TikTok? Because these algorithms are what drives money for them. So they will be very keen to avoid this, because anything that stops the money coming through makes these companies very unhappy.
Exactly. So the business model is really kind of being undermined here. Now, the effect is going to be in the litigation pudding, as we'd say, because this is just an interpretation of existing EU law by the EU Court of Justice. So there's something called safe harbor protections. It's really kind of been adopted from early US approaches to internet's regulation in the 1990s. But the EU also adopted this in the early 2000s with the e-commerce directive, and more recently in the DSA. And so what this says is that, hey, if you're an internet intermediary service provider, you're not liable for the content that people produce or share on your platform. So much like Vodafone is not liable for something that I say when ringing someone. But what this says, this ruling says, that actually liability may not apply when this communicatory environment is being influenced by algorithms. And so they made an interesting distinction. But there are many different types of algorithms. So basically, an algorithm is just a set of instructions for how to do something. So a recipe for baking a cake, for example, is a very simple algorithm. And the internet as we know it would not be usable without algorithms. So there are some good algorithms. Search ranking algorithms, for example. But I think what people are really focusing on here with this ruling is the fact that they kind of singled out manipulatory algorithms as something that may take away the safe harbor application for these platforms. So in other
what's
words...
Tyler, what's really interesting here is if you start a new account, if you jump in and say, I am now Tyler West and I'm brand new to this social media platform, you're automatically going to be subject to the algorithm. Yes, it'll watch what you're watching and it'll look at what you're searching for to build your algorithm. But that's what always is fascinating, how quickly you're being sent emotionally evocative things to try and prompt a response for you. And that's what's being targeted here, isn't it?
Exactly. And I think that the message that is being sent is that these companies are on this business model, as you say, that's quite manipulatory, and we're surrounded by it as soon as we sign up, basically, that this model is on shaky ground. Now, it's going to remain to be seen how this is going to play out when cases are brought forward. So, you know, it's something to keep an eye on. But I think the biggest message is that, you know, the status quo of the past, let's say, 25 years may no longer hold.
Yeah. The only thing, of course, about this is that this is a European ruling. A lot of these companies are based in the United States. Does this mean we're just going to see social media platforms going dark in Europe and continuing around the rest of the world?
You know, that's a very good question and something I thought of immediately when I read about the ruling. I do think that we're heading toward a world where we've talked for a long time about the splinternet. You know, back in the 90s, we thought the internet was going to be a global phenomenon, and in many ways it has been. But things are starting to splinter along regions and along countries. And I think there is a movement for European-based tech platforms for this very reason, because you're exactly right. And especially Donald Trump is not happy and voices his frustration about many such rulings. So I think that this is going to make more of an impetus for Europeans to develop their own social media platforms.
Okay, Dr. Tyler West, DCU Communications and Media Lecturer, thanks very much indeed for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.